Over the last 2 years, the number of traffic fatalities in Colorado has gone up by 25%. There are many reasons for the increase, but one stands out for Andy Karzian.
The phones these days, they're ubiquitous, whether you are looking at, you know, texting or emails, and we are such a plugged-in society that it makes it so simple to use them.
Karzian works for the Colorado Department of Transportation as the legislative liaison. He's helped lobby for the bill.
We have stats that show that 25% of Coloradans said that they read a message while they're driving, and 16% write messages while driving, and those are just the ones that are reporting that they did so.
Right now, texting and driving is a primary offense, meaning you can and will be pulled over for it. But the fine is one of the lowest penalties in the country, $50 and 1 point on your driver's license.
That is hardly an incentive for people to not text. So increasing the fine is a no-brainer.
And that's what Senate Bill 27 seeks to do. If approved, the penalty would jump to $300 and 4 points on your license, 12 points and you lose it for a year. The bill easily cleared the state Senate. It also tries to distinguish between data entry on a phone, such as texting and emailing, and other activities. David Hall is a sergeant with the Colorado State Patrol.
We do believe in law enforcement generally that there is a difference between engaging in a text conversation and the action and time it takes to dial a phone number or to pull up a map to look at traffic.
However, the measure also loosens some current restrictions by allowing texting if you're stopped at a red light or stuck in traffic. That's illegal right now. Republican Senator Owen Hill of Colorado Springs requested the change, which brought him and other members of his party on board.
It's got to be tied to dangerous behavior. Obviously, dangerous behavior is looking down for extended period of time and not looking at the road. That's not dangerous at the stoplight. There's a very high-tech form of technology to deal with those problems. If someone's not paying attention at a stoplight, it's called the horn.
Drivers would only get ticketed for texting if they're doing something careless, such as swerving or speeding. The bill's Democratic sponsor, Senator Lois Cord of Denver, says she's okay with the change.
If you're stuck in traffic, as Senator Hill has been saying all along, and you've got a wreck in front of you and you're going to be sitting there for half an hour, if you pull your phone out to say, honey, I'm running late, that shouldn't be an offense.
One argument against the measure has been that it won't change behavior. But Hall strongly disagrees with that notion.
I can prove it by saying if this was raised to $10,000, do you think you would ever pick up your phone in a car on the off chance that somebody like me would see you and write you a $10,000 ticket? So then it's just a matter of finding a sweet spot.
Figures from the Colorado Department of Transportation show that about a third of the state's fatalities are alcohol-related. And Hall says there's no clear data on just how many crashes are tied specifically to texting.
It's very difficult to find out what people are doing without pulling warrants and subpoenas for cell phone records. And even then, if I ask five people what time a crash happened, I get five different answers. And just because the data isn't there doesn't mean it's not happening.
But sometimes it's obvious. Hall says he vividly remembers arriving at a fatal crash and seeing the young driver's cell phone light still on. He read the text she had sent about her favorite song playing on the radio.
And it's just like that. 1 minute, somebody is alive and living their life, and the next minute, they're dead, and we're trying to figure out what's going on, and the song they were listening to on the radio is still playing. Of the 606 people who died on Colorado's roadways last year, I bet every single one of those did not contemplate that they would be dead by the time this song is over on the radio.
If the bill passes, Colorado would be able to get more federal money for public outreach. And it's not the first time state lawmakers have looked at the issue of cell phones and distracted driving. Previous efforts to prevent drivers from using cell phones altogether or requiring hands-free devices have failed. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.